Good afternoon, Annie. How are you?
Very well. How are you after last night?
It was a really tough watch for me, I have to be honest, but I'm better this morning, thank you.
So tell us what happened last night, the finals week, it's pressure packed. I mean, something obviously went wrong. What happened?
I think it was my mental state. I think I went to the kitchen that morning. I didn't have the usual butterflies and the anxiety that I needed to harvest those and just push through that hurdle. And I think mentally I was just beaten down and physically completely exhausted. And that got the better out of me and it reflected to my cooking.
So last night, of course, the Aussie Lamington Challenge. Now, I was having a look at the show last night. I was looking at the recipe that I'm looking at here. I thought the Aussie Lamington was just simply a sponge with a bit of chocolate and coconut. How wrong am I?
I know you're completely wrong. That was not an innocent Lamington. It was Lamington on steroids. And can I tell you something? I'm done with Lamingtons. I'm switching on to Vegemite, mate. That's it.
I like where you're going. My guest this afternoon is Anushka, eliminated from the MasterChef kitchen last night. So it was you're up against Tim and Nicole. You went through this four-hour cook-off. You said there it was very draining for you. Was that overall experience a draining experience? I know it's a rewarding one, but was it draining?
Yep. It was mentally, physically very taxing experience and emotionally as well, in so many different levels. It's like being in a pressure cooker and for such a long time. And I nearly made it to the end. So I was there for a very, very long time. And let's face it, I'm big 5'0", and your body just sometimes tells you, you know, certain things. And I think I pushed myself as much as I could.
Now, having a look,
but it's
here,
definitely very taxing.
I can imagine. Having a look here at your bio, Anushka, and you came back to Australia about 20 years ago, relying on food channels. Now, I've been doing that for 40 odd years, relying on food channels. And as I've said to the other contestants, all I can cook is beans on toast. So you've done very well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's so encouraging.
So where to now for you? What's the plan now? Is it going back to your previous job? Is it going to continue with cooking? What's the passion now?
My passion at the moment, the way my heart is to do something that's going to make a difference in terms of the community where I live, the place I live, and the world I live. So I would like to take the cooking and the kitchen and the baking to completely tap in the area that hasn't been explored yet or it's under the radar. Mm-hmm. It's such a creative outlet, and I think it can be such a great form of therapy for food-related mental health issues.
Wow.
And those are the areas I would like to tap in, and I'm moving towards having a cooking school that is going to focus food-related mental health issues. I think I've got my work cut out for me, but I really, really believe in that. It worked for me. So there are people out there that are going to need that, and I would like to give them that helping hand to get them out of that dark place. That's my focus, and that's my motivation.
Well, that sounds like a really good motivation for it, a really good issue, mental health issue. It doesn't get talked about a lot. It gets frowned upon a lot, but it needs to be talked about, and you're the person to do it. And I tell you what, after our chat today, you're an absolute star. We always knew you were a star in the MasterChef kitchen, but after our chat this afternoon, you're an absolute star. And, yeah, I wish you well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's a privilege.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Oh, before you go, website, everyone seems to be on this Instagram sort of stuff. I don't even know what Instagram is.
Yeah.
But any of this social media stuff, are you on social media so people can follow your recipes?
Yes. On Instagram, I'm Anushka's Kitchen.
Yep.
And I do have my website, anushkaskitchen.com.au. And also on Facebook, Anushka Zargarian. Just follow me, the journey, what I'm doing next, the recipes, the interaction, feedback, suggestions. I'm open to everything to make this dream come true and just to reach out those people in need.
We wish you well, Anushka. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day.